Welcome back to the Blessed to Hunt podcast. We are your host. I'm Reed.
This is Seb.
Welcome to the third Bible study. We're going to be covering James 4:8 and Romans 12:2 today. Seb, if you want to just take over on 4:8.
Yes. Right, so one of the things that we are going to talk about today and kept coming to our heart this week was this concept of don't miss God. So we're going to be talking today a little bit about how to position ourselves or how to be present and mindful to be able to meet and see God while we're out there enjoying his beautiful deer woods, or, you know, turkey woods, or whatever it is you're doing. So we'll start with James 4:8, and I'm reading from the NIV. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You want to start breaking it down a little bit?
Yeah. You were saying a little bit earlier, just God is holy, and we need to align ourselves with him so that we can receive him, and God will chase after us. There's no doubt about that. But if we can align ourselves, you know, when we pray, it's not so that we can get what we want, or that we can call on the magic genie to grant our wishes. You know, I think we've all been sitting in the stand like, God, if you could just drop a 180 in front of me right now, that would be really awesome. But seldom seems to happen. And there's a reason for that, you know? So, yeah. But what I'm getting at is when we pray, it's not to get what we want. It's to align ourselves with what God wants for us, so that it will glorify him. Yeah. Do you have anything?
Yeah. So the important thing here is, you know, to be aware that if we aren't also doing our part, then we can easily miss God. I mean, he's always there waiting to meet us, you know, knocking on our door, but we could completely just keep walking down the hallway and not open the door. So a couple of the things that the verse here says is wash your hands, which implies, you know, purify yourself, cleanse yourself from sin, from, you know, whatever it is that you're bringing to the stand, you know, whether that's like stress, anxiety, problems, your mind is occupied with so many things. So wash yourself, cleanse yourself of all that. You sinners, you know, repent from your sins, get right with God, purify your heart, empty your heart. And then the double-minded part, you know, whether it is that you're talking about, you know, we're still living apart from God's will, or doing things that don't align with God and yeah, like his path. But it also, I think it makes me think of stop thinking and worrying about other things and letting other things occupy your mind. Clear your heart, clear your mind, cleanse yourself. And the first part says come near to God by doing all these things, and then he will come near to you. And that is a sure way not to miss God when you're out there. But there is a part that, you know, a couple things that we have to do, obviously.
No doubt. Yeah. And I think it's so much, even sometimes it feels so far away. God feels like he's a million miles. And then sometimes you feel like he's literally sitting there holding your hand right next to you. And anytime anybody feels God near them, it is a great feeling. But, you know, also something I've been wrestling with lately is, you know, feelings are good servants, not good masters.
Oh, yeah. God, man, that's deep, bro.
I didn't come up with that.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. I've heard Bryce Crawford says that a lot, and I think Cliff Konecki too. It's a So, you know, feelings are good servants, not good masters. But we have the ability. God gives us free will. We can align ourselves with him, and we can even choose to stretch our hands out to him and try to be as close as we possibly can. One thing I wanted to note, so it says, wash your hands, you sinners. And we were, you know, Seb, you were just referencing, you know, repenting of our sins. And what does that even mean? And repentance isn't, you know, God, I'm sorry. And you were talking earlier about not missing the mark and trying to align with God. And when we repent, all we have, it's a 180 degree turn. You know, we're not just, I'm sorry, God, because it's already been paid. God, Jesus paid it on the cross, you know. He thought of whatever sin it was way, way beforehand, before us even committing that sin, and he paid it. But we can repent and just turn, and just turn right to him,
yeah.
Which is what this verse is really pointing towards. Yeah. Like, just turn and straight to him. He'll be right there waiting for you.
Well, it's a continuous. So yes, God, Jesus gave, you know, his life for us, and we're forever saved. Very thankful for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But again, it's very easy with the world that we live in and everything going on to get off track or you know, put our minds elsewhere and really, like,
yes.
Again, not just in the deer woods, but in life to miss God. You know, he's there, always arms open, waiting, but it's easy for us to miss him because, you know, of ourselves, the world, you know, all these things that try to take our attention. So that's spot on, man.
Yeah, I think that is a perfect transition to Romans 12:2 that we're going to dive in on here. And just keep in mind this, what we're talking about, this turning and the decisions that we make, we have full control of. We have control of our minds. You know, we have this free will. So just keep that in mind as we read through Romans 12:2 here. So I'm actually going to read, I want to go ahead and read 12:1 and 2. Okay. So, therefore, I'm reading out of the NIV. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, I'm really diving into what we were, you know, James 4:8 says there, this decision, the control we have of our minds, and we have the ability to obtain the Holy Spirit within us, and that will renew our minds completely and change the way that we think, do, our convictions,
direction,
all of the above. Yeah. So also too, I wanted to read one as well, because it talks about our bodies as a living sacrifice, and one dives in on our body and two is our mind. And in my opinion, the spiritual attacks almost always start with the mind.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's the way. Yes, I agree. I think that's the way. That's the entrance. Yeah. So I think, man, this is so good because, you know, it's not just physical, but it's the warfare, or like the distraction is in the mind. So if the enemy or the world or just problems, the busyness, the constant, you know, stimuli from the world and our daily lives, like, it can take up our mind.
No doubt.
And then the battle's lost there.
No doubt. Yeah. Know? I was telling you before we hopped on, I was listening to the Billy Graham sermon, and he references the mind a lot as a battlefield. And it's a constant war. And also, that ties directly to James 4:8, where at the end of the verse it says, "You double-minded." You know, we have two parts to us. We have our fleshly body, and then we have this other part of us that wants to live for God, which is our mind. You know, we're seeking after God and wanting to be near Him, and the way to do that is the renewal of our mind and then taking control of every single thought that we have through that renewal.
Yeah, that's really good, man. I think a lot of times how we enter into sin or stay, you know, in sin is starting through the mind. So if we can, you know, when we're out there enjoying God's beautiful nature or hunting or pursuing, you know, whatever it is, you know, fishing, hunting, whatever, if we start by getting our mind right you know, by being aware of our need for God, being aware of, hey, I'm carrying all these things in my mind, I'm distracted by all these things, you know, this is the point where I have to make a decision to get my mind right. So then my body will follow, and then the rest of the hunt or the rest of the time that I'm out there is going to be decided based on that. So you wrote, well, we together wrote a couple of like practical things that we can do to get ourselves positioned the right way while we're, you know, before the hunt, during the hunt, and also we broke it down a little bit more even into like, once we do these things, like, what are some of the thoughts and processes that we're working through so that we can really see God, we can be intentional about meeting God.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So just a couple things that, you know, Sebi and I do is prior to going out into the woods, and even while we're out in the woods, is, you know, prayer. Like we talked about earlier, just trying to align ourselves. You know, when you're about to go into the woods, you're sitting in your truck or you're sitting in your house before you even get in the truck, pray for safety, pray whatever your heart is desiring, you know, to get out of that hunt. Try to align yourself with what God wants for you. And I promise you, it is going to make a way better experience. You know, what is it? A man plans his path, but God, I'm going to totally, but do you know what verse I'm talking about? There's a verse that talks about a man plans his path, but God essentially like makes it happen, or what, I'm butchering it. But anyways, so what I'm getting at here is if we can align ourselves, it's going to be a way better outcome than if it's exactly what we want and we make it happen, force it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so in that prayer, you know, and I agree with you, man, I always pray for safety, you know, thanksgiving to God for even allowing me to like get to that point and have the time and the ability to go out there. But also in that prayer, I mean, you are acknowledging that God is God and that you are giving up control and that, you know, you're just, you want to meet him. So some of the things that I, you know, obviously I'm not going to like quote myself, and I don't always say the same prayer, right?
Yeah, but for sure.
Essentially it's like, hey God, you know, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so blessed to be able to be here, be healthy, to have a good family that supports me, and that I'm allowed to come out here and enjoy in this venture. And I pray that we can see you during this hunt, that you would keep us safe. I pray that you take all distraction away, and whether we are successful on this hunt or not, we will always thank you and praise you for being so good. Help us to meet you there. And so that this hunt can transform the rest of our week as we continue to seek you.
Absolutely.
You know, something in those lines. So you're giving up control. You're thanking God and not basing your praise, whether you're successful or not, you know? And so that's a big thing sometimes.
Right.
And I say it, full disclosure, I say it as being the guy that has been in these feelings before where like, oh man, maybe I'm not as blessed, or maybe God doesn't love me as much, because, you know, people be killing 200 inch deers and they be seeing a ton of stuff. Right, and I'm just like, I mean, there's days that I don't see anything.
Don't even see a yearling.
But it's crucifying your own flesh, crucifying your own feelings and your own emotions, and not tying God's holiness and just his grandiose, you know, just his magnificence with
our success,
whether or not you get a deer or not. You know, it's just being intentional, you know, getting your mind, your heart right, and that's how we start with prayer.
Absolutely, for sure, dude. And I think I truly do think that it is okay to say, God, I pray that you would bless hunt with a deer, and that, you know, that I would glorify, it would glorify you, and it would glorify you through my life, and doing it that way, you know, asking you shall receive.
Sure.
You know, so I think that's totally that's a good thing. Ask God for what you want, and just keep in your mind, I'm aligning to what God has planned for me. You know, I looked up that verse real quick.
Yeah.
I knew I was butchering it big time. But so this is Proverbs 16:9. I think I was saying something about the path, a man pays his path or something was a little bit off, but the heart of a man plants his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Yeah. So just so we could kind of fix that up a little bit. That's a really, really good verse. Just think about that as we're walking through this here. Another step I always, and I know some of you do too, we bring our Bibles with us to the stand, and we've got some things coming to help with the cumbersomeness of a Bible in the stand. But you know, I found at Dollar General a tiny little Bible. I mean, it's a pocket Bible. You slide that thing right into your pocket. It's tiny. Or even bring, you know, your phone. Look it up on your phone. You know,
yeah.
I know all of us are out there on our phones while we're in the stand. Just instead of scrolling Insta, pick up a verse. You know, think of a verse before you go into the woods and have that as a plan, you know, while you're going out there, and meditate on that verse. And it keeps me more tuned in to the hunt.
Oh yeah,
all of these things.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know? I think so. One of the cool things, and again, if you're a guy that uses his phone or a gal that uses their phone, it's not a big deal at all. I mean, it's great. You know, we want you guys diving into the Word. Yeah. You know, writing your notes down. You know, going through some type of a reading. That's great. You know, I personally have found that the more I unplug, the better it is,
because
it's so easy to now. I got a little notification on top from my wife, bro, or a little notification email. That I got an email,
or you get a
and
notification.
Then you go down the rabbit hole, dude. And then 2 hours go by, and then maybe you do have a great successful hunt, and that's fine. But then now I'm always like, man, I didn't finish reading my verses, or I didn't finish the devotional, and I just got sidetracked, or I keep coming back to, oh man, it's been 20 minutes. Let me go back to this thing. So you get distracted. So personally, I try to stay away from my phone.
Absolutely.
And some of the times that I've encountered God the most are times where I'm in the middle of nowhere and I have no signal.
Right.
And I have downloaded the Bible to my phone, so I don't need internet for that. And so those times have been some of the times where I'm like less distracted. My ears are open. My eyes are just ready. My heart, my mind are just like still and empty to listen to the, you know, what's going on in the woods. And so if you can figure out a way, I've ruined many of Bibles because it rains or like the pages get all
jacked. It's okay.
So we've got some, you know, some options, practical things that you can do as far as like, you know, taking literature out or, you know, just doing a little bit of prep work so that you have something, you know, that you're considering that. But I think reading your Word or actually intentionally seeking God while you're out there is going to be very important.
Yeah. I'd say that's number one. Man, I think Romans 12, 2, James 4, 8, we can carry those alone in either one of those verses with us into the stand. But yeah, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in, and we pray that this time has been a blessing to you, and be safe to wherever you're going. Hopefully you're heading to the deer woods, and just meditate on a verse, bring your Bible, and practice aligning yourselves with God. Both these verses lend to that, and your mind will be renewed and you will become a new person as well. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch y'all on the next one.
See you guys.